From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Cuba's flag flies over its newly established Washington embassy. Monday's flag-raising ceremony ended decades of a diplomatic rupture caused by the Cuban Revolution of Fidel Castro. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez was on hand for the event, calling on Washington to end its trade embargo and return Guantanamo, which now serves as a U.S. naval base.
I emphasize that the totally lifting of the blockade, the return of the illegally occupied territory of Guantanamo, as well as the full respect for the Cuban sovereignty and the compensation to our people for human and economic damages are crucial to be able to move towards the normalization of relations.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry supports the lifting of the embargo, but says that decision is up to Congress. He says Guantanamo is not currently on the bilateral agenda. President Obama Monday met at the White House with his Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, who's on a four-day state visit. They discussed cooperation on a host of matters, including the Boko Haram insurgency and corruption. Speaking late Monday to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Buhari said a key priority is a stable security environment.
I'm giving full attention to the fight against Boko Haram insurgency in collaboration with Nigeria's immediate neighbors. To this end, Nigeria has pledged $100 million United States dollars to the multinational joint task force of the Lake Chad Basin Commission to provide the requisite resources for the task force to effectively function.
In Nigeria Monday, at least three policemen were killed by a suicide car bombing at a checkpoint at the outskirts of Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council Monday voted unanimously to approve the Iran nuclear agreement that could lead to a lifting of crippling economic sanctions against Tehran while restraining its nuclear program. The Council also directed the International Atomic Energy Agency to verify and monitor Iran's compliance. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power says the deal gives Iran an opportunity to prove its program is peaceful, although concerns, she says, about Tehran's behavior elsewhere remain.
This nuclear deal doesn't change our profound concern about human rights violations committed by the Iranian government or about the instability Iran fuels beyond its nuclear program. From its support for terrorist proxies to its repeated threats against Israel to its other destabilizing activities in the region. That is why the United States will continue to invest in the security of our allies in the region and why we will maintain our own sanctions related to Iran's support for terrorism, its ballistic missiles program, and its human rights violations.
The U.S. Congress has started a 60-day review period of the nuclear deal, which they can accept or reject. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is in Israel in a bid to reassure it of the security benefits of the Iranian agreement. Israel remains opposed to the deal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's called it a historic mistake. Carter will also visit Saudi Arabia and Jordan. The European Union Monday agreed to help Tunisia combat violent Islamist extremism and boost its economy. Several cooperative measures, including one on counterterrorism, were agreed to in Brussels. Philip Hammond is the British Foreign Secretary.
The EU is working up a substantial package of economic and political support for Tunisia to show that we stand with the Tunisian people as they resist this attempt by ISIL to undermine their new democracy and their economy. And we will work with them, including on further security and CT cooperation.
Monday's meeting followed last month's deadly attack on the Tunisian resort of Sousse, in which nearly 40 tourists, mostly British, were killed. Greece, armed with a new cash for reforms agreement from its international lenders, reopened its banks Monday for limited withdrawals for the first time in 3 weeks, while also increasing taxes and making critical loan payments to two of its international lenders. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces must gain parliamentary approval of a new wave of reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for further loans. The last four cases of Ebola in Liberia were discharged Monday from a treatment clinic in Monrovia, leaving the West African country with no known cases of the deadly virus. Hollywood actor George Clooney Monday launched an initiative aimed at ending African conflicts by targeting the funding of such fighting. Clooney joined forces with human rights activist John Prendergast to form The Sentry, which will investigate the flow of money in and out of conflict zones. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.